USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democrats are continuing to lash out about President Trump's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. New Mexico Democratic Governor Lujan Grisham told ABC's This Week her state is threatened by the White House's confusing or non-existent policies.
No national strategy, no public health investment. It start with it's a hoax that we're not going to invest. Wait way too long before you talk about either pausing, suspending. You've got the president now. We're not going to have a convention. That's not safe. But we want everyone to reopen schools immediately. Makes no sense whatsoever.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow told CNN's State of the Union he's optimistic about the economy overall. He said the jobless rate will fall and that there will be an increase in job creation. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Residents in Hawaii are bracing for Hurricane Douglas. Eddie Parnell says he's prepared for the storm.
We've just been boarding up all our windows, using our trucks for shields, for block stuff from flying at our house. I'd rather be safe, you know, for my kids.
Douglas could become only the third hurricane in modern history to make landfall in Hawaii. Hurricane Dot in 1959 and Hurricane Iniki in 1992. Hurricane warnings are in effect for the islands of Oahu and Kauai. Hurricane Hanna is now a tropical storm, but officials in Texas say residents still have tough times ahead. Governor Greg Abbott.
Flash flooding that will come upon people suddenly, where it seems like there's a little rain, and then moments later, they could be awash in water up to their doors if they're in their cars, up to their knees if they're walking around.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republicans on Capitol Hill say they'll unveil the next COVID-19 relief package on Monday. But Democrats say the process is moving too slowly. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
House Democrats passed a bill 2 months ago to extend $600 supplemental unemployment benefits through January, but the GOP-controlled Senate hasn't taken it up. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the need is real.
A house is burning down in terms of the economic security of America's families, and these people are fiddling wherever they may be this weekend.
While Republicans say their plan is about to be unveiled, negotiating a final deal could take at least several weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
ICE has barred foreign students to enter the U.S. if they're doing online-only college classes. USA's John Hunt has details.
ICE officials announced that international students who plan to solely enroll in online classes this fall will be barred from entering the country. The announcement came as the U.S. topped 4 million coronavirus cases, and colleges and universities are rolling out plans to shift to online learning for the fall semester. The department also mandated that designated school officials are not to provide new international students with an I-20 form that declares their legal student status.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.